It's time to go beyond the playbook on this Friday morning. And with us, bright and cheery on this Friday morning after a late night with the Buffalo Bills, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. I know you probably the last thing you want to do is go through what happened last night, but it is your responsibility. What happened?
Well, first and foremost, before we get into the game, I have to say it was an odd atmosphere from the tailgates outside the stadium to the in-game environment. The best word I can think to describe it was subdued. I expected fans to be frustrated after that flat opening game, but, oh man, they seemed downright resigned. And onto the field, the script was flipped a little bit from the first game last week. I said if you were to tell me that the Bills would only give up 13 points, I'd have taken that as a virtual guarantee of a Bills win. And this week, or any other week for that matter, if you were to tell me that the Bills would score 31 points, again, I'd say this has to be a win. Yet they managed two losses out of those performances. To that extent, one of the strangest, most disconnected first two games of any season. Take last week's defensive performance and this week's offensive performance, and well, the Bills have one complete game, and unfortunately for fans, it doesn't quite work that way.
Okay, now let's take a look at on the field and some of the performances. All right, who stood out in the game for you for better and for worse?
Well, let's start with former Bill and current Jets quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who had one of the best games of his career. 374 yards passing, one touchdown, and no interceptions. No interceptions. It was downright shocking. Fitzpatrick is that type of quarterback. I mean, the guy in his sleep throws interceptions, but not last night. He ate up the Bills' secondary. They made him look like an all-pro. Overall, the defense from last week was nowhere to be found, as the Jets' offense just dictated the pace of the game from the get-go. In fact, the Jets only punted twice in the entire game. And for the Bills, quarterback Tyrod Taylor struggled yet again, had a better game than the opener, I guess, for whatever that's worth. But despite the Bills' high score, he missed on a number of short and intermediate throws. And overall, he completed less than 50% of his passes. His bright spots were those beautifully thrown deep touchdown passes. They were highlight reel plays for sure, but the Bills are really going to need a more complete game from him to take a step forward as a team. And Bills running back LeSean McCoy racked up only 59 yards. Receiver Sammy Watkins, who definitely does not appear to be fully healthy, as he sat out the final two drives, he only had 20 yards receiving. These are supposed to be the stars for Buffalo's offense. And in this league, if your top players don't produce, you simply cannot win.
All right. The Bills are now 0-2. Can they right the ship?
Well, does anyone really want to hear me say there's plenty of time for the Bills to turn things around? But there is plenty of time for the Bills to turn things around, but it doesn't look very promising. Their next game is against Arizona at home, and the Arizona Cardinals are a team that many see as a contender to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, and after that they head to New England to face the Brady-less Patriots. But after 1 week, his backup does look pretty solid, go figure. Overall, through 2 weeks, they just look like a below-average football team. Plain and simple. They certainly don't look good, and they don't look terrible either. So far, they actually kind of look like the embodiment of the perennially 7-9 teams that have come to define their 16-year playoff drought. Again, 14 games left, still lots of time to prove everyone wrong, but so far they just look like the same old, and they always feel bad being negative, especially on a Friday morning. We have the weekend, so...
And we have an extended period of time before the next game, so it sounds like we all need a break from the Bills. Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.